Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Favor Life with Pastor Shaw Faxon. I'm so grateful that you're here and that you're joining me today. We are walking through the process of there. We're taking everyday life and allowing God to show us how to get the victory as he makes his word and proves his word in our life as he's faithful. Thank you so much for joining us, and I pray that you've been getting the nuggets of this faith walk that we've been going through, and we are assured that as we walk by faith, trusting God, God will do all that he's promised, all that he said, and all that he's already done. It's already done, predestined for us in eternity. We're just walking in time, making those things that are already finished in eternity be manifest in time. So yesterday we were talking about how to walk in the synchronized steps of God, timing of God. And today we're going to talk about worship. And we're going to look at Abraham. We're going to look at Isaac, and we're going to look at Jacob. We're also going to look at David, and we're going to look at their lives, that every single time that God done something for them or promised them something, how they began to worship God. They set up tabernacles, memorials for God, so that every time he blessed them, every time he made a way, every time he answered them, they set up something that showed God, I remember what you've done. I remember how you blessed me. I remember how you spoke to me. I remember how you came and saw about me. I remember how you came in and you made whatever was in my heart. You made it known, and then you gave me the answer and the blessing that goes with it. So when we're going through different things and we're facing different things in our lives, it is that worship that tells God, I'm still trusting, I'm still believing, I'm still walking by faith and not by sight. I'm still allowing your will to be done in my life. I'm not giving up. Even when I hit obstacles, even when I hit places in my life that I don't understand, my worship tells me I'm going to bless God in spite of it all, because he's the source and the essence of everything that I need. He's the one who has it and holds it in his hand. When David lost his son, and that was a hard place to be in, when he lost his son, when he lost his son with Bathsheba, we see that he went in and he began to worship. He went in and he began to bless God with all of his heart. Instead of allowing the grief, instead of allowing the pain to consume him, he went in and he blessed the Lord, even though he knew that he was in, and as the world would say, in no position to give God glory. That is a time when you have to position yourself in the spirit realm and begin to move in the realm that commands the heavens to open up as you begin to worship. That is a time that even in your trouble that you have to go and run to the rock that is higher than you. And we sometimes want to get in a self-pity mode. We sometimes want to divert. We sometimes want to go in a place where we know that it's only us in our situation. But that is a time to stop thinking about where you're at and begin to bless the one who's in control of your life. And what you have to understand is, in all of these situations with Abraham, with Jacob, with Isaac, with David, all of them understood something. God is in control of my destiny. He's the one who spoke to me concerning my life. He spoke to me when no one else was speaking. He spoke to me when no one else was giving me direction. And he told me something that I knew I could never do myself. He told me something that was so powerful and so wonderful that if I followed and obeyed him, it had to come to pass, because I knew I couldn't do it in my own strength. They understood that the word of God would never, ever fail them, that the word had been established from eternity throughout all generations, before the world ever began. It is from everlasting to everlasting. And they understood that the God that was talking to them and had promised them this was big enough and great enough to do it. And I know sometimes in your life what God has spoken to you looks so far away. It looks like it cannot happen. But God is bad enough to do it. He's big enough to do it. He's the only God that says, I swear by myself. I swear by my own self, my kingdom, that if I don't do what I say, if I don't back up my word, if I don't come through and fulfill everything that I told you as you walk with me and trust me, then I'll make myself, put myself down from where I'm at, and I'll make you, Lord, and I'll be the servant. I'll be the one that is lowered. I'll be the one that walks on the earth, and I'll listen to you. But I'm so bad. I'm so good. I'm so faithful that I can say this and make this decree, and it's in my word because I'm that good. I'm not going to fail at what I said because God is the only one who watches over every word he has said. We can't watch over our words. Think about every word that you've spoken from the time you started talking until now. And you cannot watch over your word, but God watches over every word that he said. If you count every word in the Bible, it still will not be enough because God has spoken some stuff outside of the word that is tied to the word, but he's spoken some individual promises to us concerning our personal life and even people in the past. He's spoken words to them, and God has performed the word that he spoke. Even if we look at in the book of Kings and we begin to look at the generations in the Bible, it was many, many kings that came on the throne of David. But because of what God spoke to David, God would go back and he says, because of what I said to David, because of the promise I gave to him, I'm going to make sure that I keep my word. Even if the king is not the best king, even if he sins against me, because of what I've spoken to David, because I watch over my word, I'm going to make sure I keep my promise to concerning his throne. And if God can do that with David, what is he going to do with you? David was gone off the scene. He had gone and he was dead, but yet God was still watching over the word that he spoke concerning David and his throne. What is God going to do concerning you? How is he going to bless you? He's watching over his word. Don't allow self-pity. Don't allow doubt. Don't allow fear. Don't even let the enemy or your own flesh play with your mind. Go back and be like Abraham. Go back and get that word. Because every time Abraham went through somewhere and he came back around again because he was a nomad traveling through and he saw the place where he built God a memorial. He saw the place where he built something for God that reminded him of what God has done. Even Jacob did the same thing when he was going back to see Esau. He saw the place where God met him and talked to him and built a memorial. He saw that God was faithful. Every time he went past that place, it reminded him, God has done great things for me. What is this that I'm going through or facing? What is this that looks like it's not going to happen in my life? Why should I fear? If he spoke it, he's going to do it. You've got to go back and get those words, those things that God promised you that you wrote down, those things that you have on a recorder that God has promised you and spoken to you. Go back and rehearse them in your mind again and begin to praise God, worship God, and adore him. That place that you know that he's already perfected, already done, already predestined. Go ahead and give him glory by faith, knowing that it's already taken care of. This is not the time for you to be slack in what you believe, because God is not slack in his promises. He's not going to shortchange you. He is faithful to do everything that he said. And if he saved you, if he delivered you, if he was able to break the chains and the bondage and the condemnation and the just due of sin, of guilt, of destruction off of your life because you were on your way to hell, what kind of God would now save you and not have the power to deliver you? Isn't that what God did, what Moses said to God when he was getting ready to save, when he was getting ready to destroy the children of Israel? Moses said, if you destroy them, then our enemies would think that you didn't have the power to take them out and keep them and take them to the place of promise. Well, if God saved you, and you know he did, because if you confessed and believed with your mouth that he's Lord and out of your heart and did it by faith, then guess what? He's your Savior. And if he saved you, then this place that you're in and these things that you're waiting and expecting on God is nothing. The same faithful God that was able to deliver your very soul from hell is able to make all things happen in your life, all things possible in your life because you believe, because the word said it, all things are possible to him that believe. Now either you're going to trust God praise him and worship him, because your adversary is saying, when he gave you this last blow, I got you. You're not going to get up from this. I got you. You're not going to praise God after this. But I dare you to get up and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And I'm going to go with you, and we're going to magnify the Lord together and exalt him, because he is worthy of the praise. We're going to make God large. We're going to make him bigger than the circumstance. We're going to make him bigger than the situation. We're going to make him so great that the thing that tried to come and consume us could never, ever do it, because only our God is consuming fire. And because we belong to him, his fire for our life is going to empower us and burn up everything that's not like him. He's not going to destroy us, because he's not angry with us. We are the friend of God, and because we are his friend, God is smiling when he looks at us. When he sees us, he's pleased with us. So this place that you're in and what you're facing in your life and how things look like it's not working for your good, don't even look at that. You got a promise, and it will surely come to pass. Get ready to write it in your Bible. Get ready to write it on the date that the Lord spoke it, or even in your mind, and it came to pass, because there's something in your life that is getting ready to come to pass. You've just got to remember the lesson of having a memorial, a place in your heart and your mind where you go back and curse what God has done and is doing and has promised you. Don't let the enemy play with your mind with the promises of God. They're yes and amen unto us. They're already settled. They're already done. God is already going to make it happen. He's already going to make it good. And if he's for you, and we know that he is, then tell me who or what can be against you. What is this? It's not too hard for God. It is not too hard for God. Go ahead and get your faith sling. Go ahead and get your faith sling ready, and go ahead and cut the head off, knock the head off of this uncircumcised Philistine giant that is coming to challenge you and challenge the word of God for your life. God has promised you. Go back and get your memorial. Get your worship. Get your praise. Go back to that place and say, I'm going to bless you. I don't understand what's going on, God, but I trust you more than I trust what's happened outside of you. I know you're going to keep me. You have the balances of my life in your hand, and you've always been faithful. I can go back and remember you being good to me. And when you do that, you're saying, God, even in this, I'm going to see you come through. You're going to open up the waters. You're going to roll back that mighty sea that's coming after me. You're going to lead me to that place that you promised me. He's faithful. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today. I pray that you join me tomorrow. Be blessed, and know that we're going through the process of there in our everyday life, and it's going to work for your good. God bless you.